The Savior of the World, Volume 1, Book 1, Poem 16, Flight into Egypt. The Holy Family reposed that night, but the angels spoke to Joseph in a dream. "Flee," the august mandate, "for Herod seeks the young child to destroy him. Go thou hence, take child and mother into Egypt. There abide till I shall tell thee." And he arose straight as man under orders, waked the mother, who fearful heard the dream, and snatched the child as from peril of death, quick wrapping him with mother love for journey. They soon gat the small gear they must carry and went forth, wanderers and homeless in the night. But rich beyond who dwelt in palaces, they bore the Savior of his people, Israel. When poor folk journey, distress attends their way. We fain would know all pains that Jesus bore, tell every pang that magnifies the more his grace to usward. Otherwise, the mind of the Spirit. There till the death of Herod, this all the word vouchsafed to love, hungered for crumb of knowledge of that blessed life. And out of Egypt have I called my son. Their warrant for returning, prophet's word. Of toilsome travel, perils by the way, of strangers' lot in Egypt, neglect and want, of the first infant graces of the child, concerning these no word for loving hearts. Is't true that painter's vision, how a troop of buoyant children upon rainbow wings gambolled with infant glee round infant king? Those innocent martyrs, first to die for Christ. True? Who can tell? But this, at least, we know. Their young men shall see visions, old dream dreams, and sweet Madonna pictures gracing the world, fair visions of the mother and the child with pomegranate or apple or with book, mid bowering roses or fair lilies pure, with infant playmate or wedding a sweet saint. All these are true. For what the sum of them but holy child on lap of mother pure? Such sight the painters saw at many a door.